given either. Our commission on it is that goes into inmate security is $6,000 based on that month. And then the
so that's not a credit, that's...
That's, they're giving us back our portion of what?
That's what I mean.
The
fee. I would like to see a bill.
Confusing. I talked to three or four different people.
Well, then they're the ones making it confusing. I want to see a bill other than that form right there that shows this is what you paid, this is what you sold, this is what it cost you, and this is how much money we're giving you back. It should be a very simple thing.
So can I give you a contact number for somebody there?
Yes, please.
Okay.
But I want to talk to a person I put on hold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe we can set up a time and put it on the gym and put it on the speakerphone.
We can do that, or one person. Do you want that public? That's up to you guys.
Well,
or we can just report back. I know. I'm just saying it might be hard to facilitate that. It may just be easier to. However you guys want to do it, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Like I said, my concern was after.
Your concern was, hey, you're getting more money in the, and you didn't want to stick in.
More money and, yeah. And so I didn't want it. And initially, whenever they came to me, they with the numbers they had, they thought that we were actually losing money. So we were pretty concerned. But after
they being in cartel,
my staff.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think that's what we were under the same understanding. That's how it was presented to us originally, right. If I remember right.
Yeah. What was brought to me was that before we were making a huge chunk off of the phone cards, and now they thought it was costing us about $1,000 a month to sell the phone cards or the data. But after it was explained to me and they sent me some different emails and different stuff and showed it makes sense that we're making the same amount of money overall. It's just going different places.
In my memory, this has been a few months ago, don't know last, but it could be totally wrong. But what I thought I remembered was us being told that they couldn't sell the phone cards anymore, so we were not going to have this much money coming into
inmate security. One thing that I talked to Sheriff last week, and one thing that he did say was that the way it was set up with the phone cards, the Sheriff's Department received $20,000 worth of phone cards for free at the beginning of every year from in cartel. It was some part of the agreement. And so that was an automatic profit because we weren't paying for those. We were selling for $20,000.
So this is the same company that we've always been dealing with.
Yes.
Just a different.
They just changed from phone cards to data.
That's probably what we got, that they were no longer.
We turned this into a lot bigger ordeal than probably what you anticipated.
I apologize.
No, it's not your
fault. No,
it's
very confusing. We didn't understand.
So.
Not saying we do now, but we understand better.
We will. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you all.
Real quick, you can't use that extra money to pay for
what?
You can't use the extra income in that fund to pay for deputies' vehicles because they're not used for transport.
I can. That's part of that.
Can you for the cage? Seems how the cage is
possibly the install of the cage. So
that's what I'm saying. There's some resources there that.
Yeah, cage is $800 for that. Yeah, whatever the install portion of that is.
I don't think so. I think they're professionally installed by.
I was asking if our auto guy here installed them.
No, it used to years ago, but I think we've been using it around for 5 or 6 years or so. But yeah, the cost of the cage could come out of that, and maybe the install. And I think possibly, you know, I'd have to go down the list. There might be some small things here and there.
There's some things that we can.
Do they have to use that company for safety reasons or insurance or something?
I don't know that we have to.
I'd say the scheme of things.
Change, but in the past we had issues.
Okay.
You know, it's just a lot safer. That's all they do. They do a really good job.
So I wouldn't want the liability on us if something were to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Board discussion. I have a resignation letter from one of the board members, and I have a note. Discussion, resignation letter.
The board accepted this in their minutes, and I move that we accept the resignation letter from Rhonda Dorsey from our park board, county park board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do we need to, because it's under board discussions, how many board openings do we have?
We will have this one, and we have an application. If it had been, we could, but next week I think we...
So do we need, I've not seen the application, I don't guess. Do we want to put out for, is there any other boards that we need to let people know that, hey, we have some openings coming up? It'll be on our website.
The transportation board has opening from Oliver Township. We've got one application in for it. Their meeting is next Tuesday. We've been looking for someone for that for 2 or 3 years. The only other board that off the top of my head I can remember is the...
We got the EEZ board.
Yes. Uh-huh. And they meet on demand, maybe once a year.
I think they meet once a year for the purpose of having a function of a board and then on...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Moving on down the agenda, purchase card policy. Looks like I have a couple of amended.
I think that was just cleaning up names of who took care of things, was it not?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Well, also, the old policy, it had the policy and they would just put amendments at the back so you could start reading it and where it had changed from like 4,500 to 6,000.
You had to go to the back to find it.
Yeah,
so put it
and
in the front.
She implemented and she highlighted that. So if you read it, it's everything as exists with a correct commission under on page 2 at the top. You'll notice.
I was kind of liking that.
It's cleaner, I believe, in my opinion. Before it was on the website, somebody started reading, and they got to the 4,500 must comply for the bid and didn't go back to the back and see there was an amendment. And
that looks good to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other was just the training-related purchase cards. So the date of the expense, persons involved, itemized receipt, and then the purpose.
And I don't remember if it's in that, where if someone